Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 142. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy O.
Welcome to our show. It is Thursday evening, something the somethings, according to the calendar. March 6th. We're going to talk of news of the tech variety and whatever else we feel like talking about. That's just how we do things, I guess.
This is how we do it.
Shared with three people. So, welcome. The weather is finally starting to move in a direction that is more comfortable.
It's not supposed to suck.
We're above zero.
That is correct. I think we're technically still above 20 right now, even.
I don't think we're going to drop below zero again this year. I won't make that a guarantee.
Would you like to place a wager on this?
No. It's Minnesota. It could probably be in June, and all of a sudden we're going to drop below zero.
Would you like to make a wager on that?
That we're going to go below zero in June?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
You think we're going to drop below zero?
Oh, no. I thought you were betting that.
No, why would I bet that? You're the one that's making... You can't make claims and then not back them up.
I just said it could be happening.
Where the mouth is.
Anyways, what's happening? So what's new?
We both have colds. And we're blaming Matt.
I blame Fowler. Thanks a lot, Fowler. FF.
Fowler, FF.
And you're... Yeah. So, should we just kick into the news?
I'd like to give a shout-out to Kroll on Track Data Recovery for getting back my hard drive.
Woo!
Yep. 75% recovered.
75%, huh?
Yep.
That's not bad.
Nope. Only $1,000. Cash money, making it rain.
In the grand scheme of things, do you think that
was a pun when you said grand scheme of things?
Oh, yes. But do you think that was cheap? Like, do you think that's reasonable for what they did?
Yes.
Or do you think, like, if you would have went somewhere else, you could have paid a lot more?
No, I think...
Or think that's average?
I didn't shop around. I sent it to a company that had...
You had a review. You had a... peer review of.
Yes. And it's not something... something that I wouldn't want to trust, like, somebody or other to do. Is it expensive? Yes. Is the service worth it? Yes.
If it's what you need.
It's... If you have...
Carbonite. For all your backup needs.
Yeah. And to put it... I told you, I think, when I told Todd how much my bill was going to be... And the first thing he said is this via same time instant messaging. And he's like, oh, hold on. Because I told him it's going to be $1,300. And he's like, oh, let me figure it out quick. 1 second. Like, a minute later, he's like, you know, if you had Carbonite, you could have paid for 22 years of service. I'm like, F you. And he's like, don't come down and hit me, please.
And, yeah. So, the important note here is back up your data.
On and off site.
Three sources.
It's true. With that.
Speaking of backing up your data.
Wickle.
I don't have any good transition there. So, what do you think about Radio Shack?
I feel like I had just talked about this to somebody that I couldn't believe that they still had as many stores as they
I think open. We probably talked about it because they had a big ad at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's what it was, actually.
And we're like, how are they even still in business? I thought they all went out. Well, it turns out they're closing 1,100 stores.
I want to know how many stores they have. Like, what percentage do you think that is? Because 1,100, that's... 200 per state?
Yeah, that's a lot. Like, I gotta...
not 200. 20 per state?
I gotta think that... Even that, I think, is... it's gotta be pretty close to the majority of their stores, really. But, it's just, like... Off the top of my head, I could think of four locations that Pine I've City, been to. There's Cambridge. One in Cambridge. There's one in Northtown.
There was one in Hinckley.
For real?
Yeah, in town.
So, I mean, there are little pop-up stores in every little butthole town, right? I mean, really.
Pretty much. Towns that people don't know anything about.
Bramden have one, so there's that. But it's weird that they can shut down the stores, because I got to feel like a lot of them are franchised.
Maybe they're not.
But I don't know enough about their corporate structure, I guess. I just know they're shutting down a lot of stores, and...
Nobody's going to miss them.
We predicted it.
Nobody's going to miss them. Their employees will miss
merely
them.
Merely 2 months ago. Like, I just don't know who goes into a Radio Shack. What do you go in there for, except for maybe to get your satellite service to hook up a dish in a rural... maybe that's why they're in the rural towns.
The only time I went in one was when I needed audio connectors urgently.
Right, and they didn't have time to go to Best Buy, because it was too far away, because we lived up north.
Yep.
And they're expensive.
They were.
And it was stupid.
Sometimes it's like, ugh, I would go in Northtown.
Sometimes I would go in there and just look at the stuff and think about how I would never buy any of it there, because it was too expensive, and they're outrageous.
That's true.
Kind of like going to Toys R Us and thinking about how much cheaper Amazon is.
That's
or Best
true.
Buy. But anyway, Radio Shack.
Sayonara.
You won't be missed.
Bon voyage.
So there's some TV stuff. Do you want to talk about the TV stuff or should I talk about my little stuff that's off?
No, let's talk about TV stuff.
So, a lot of TV news this week, I feel like. There's not a lot of news in general this week, but no. A little bit of TV news. So, first big thing, Disney and Dish have come to an agreement. And you think Disney, they have movies. Well, they also own ESPN and ABC, so that's a solid start. And I'm sure they own other channels that I'm not fully aware of. Maybe not. But, well, the Disney channels, obviously, right? Good one. So, supposedly, they cut a deal that's going to limit the Hopper's ability to skip through their commercials on their channels for 3 days. How that works, I don't know. Like, somehow there's a timing mechanism in it.
Elementary, my dear Michael.
But the funny thing about that is it turns out if you DVR something and you watch the ads... If you watch them within 3 days, they still get money from them somehow. Like, they still count it as being watched. But after 3 days, it doesn't count anymore. And so that's why they said that's why that rule is there. Is that weird?
That's pretty crazy.
Seems a little convoluted. I don't know. But anyway, and so they're also supposedly working on some sort of service that Dish is going to offer over the internet, an internet TV substitute. To cable for like $30 is what they're looking at on the high end. So it'll have like a limited range of channels available for $30. So a new world is possibly opening for cord cutters, if you will. Cord cutters.
Do you think it'll be good channels?
Well, it'll be ESPN, which is a big one. I think getting the sports aspect is a huge part of it.
Think so?
I think more to commandeer broadcast TV. You know, if they could get live streams of things, I think that would be good. Like, I mean, even some award shows, I guess. It depends on who else they get in on this deal. And now it's rumored that Verizon apparently is also working on a deal with Disney as well to be right behind Dish in this event. So that makes sense. So that's kind of crazy. But it'll be good for the consumers in the end, really.
Just need more options.
I don't know. That's good stuff. It'll be interesting to see. Really, for me, what I'm hoping for is that means, like, the ESPN, the ABC, and all the Disney Channel apps will now be able to be verified through Dish, because that would be nice for me. Like, on my Apple TV and on the apps, because you have to verify through your provider. But right now, like, they have, like, Comcast, Xfinity, AT&T, UVerse, and stuff, but Dish isn't an option, which I may or may not have access to someone's Dish passwords. And so, that's how I watch HBO, obviously. But then that would open up ESPN for me on my Apple TV and the Disney channels and ABC. Not that I don't watch ABC anyway, but because I have regular TV, but...
I get you.
You know?
I get you.
So, on the other side of that, another company that's trying to fight the good fight against the corporate giants that are broadcasters, Aereo, they're going to the Supreme Court in April, and the Department of Justice has come out siding with the broadcasters, saying that Aereo is infringing on their copyrights.
That sucks.
I don't know why they would do that. Couldn't be all the lobbyists they have, huh?
Yeah. That sucks. It's too bad, because that would have been...
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter that they're speaking out. They're just taking a claim. It won't matter in the end. It'll be whatever the Supreme Court decides.
Right. But still, I mean, it's not good press for it.
Right. But, I don't know, it'll be interesting. I'm glad it's coming up rapidly, just this next month already, that they're going to the Supreme Court, so then we'll finally find out whether or not...
Well, it seems like it's been going on forever.
Well, because they've been in little courts.
Right.
Which Aereo's almost won all of, and that's why the broadcasters, since they have that lobbying power, they can kind of push things up and...
Hey, we want to bring it up to the top.
That way we can get it decided once and for all, because they think they're going to win. I hope they don't.
I still can see it going either way.
I think on like I don't like I think like on an emotional level, as weird as that is, like, you know, like in the less philosophical, like, I see their argument of how it's, you know, infringing on their territory, but if you just look at the facts and the logic of it, I don't know how anyone can say what they're doing is illegal.
Right. Well, because they're just rebroadcasting a...
No, they're saying, you're renting this antenna from us. It's yours. Do what you want with it. It's just like you put an antenna up on your house, except for it's on our house. You're not sharing the antennas. Everybody's not sharing one antenna, so that's not illegal. You all have your own individual antenna.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So, they just have, there's like this tiny little things, and there's a gajillion of them on a board, so they're just so tiny that they can send them to everybody. Because I know in Brooklyn, I think they filled up. Like, they can't take any more customers until people drop out. Awesome. They don't have any more antennas.
That's such a sweet problem.
Right? Like, because they only...
They only
have it in New York.
Is it two cities? Three cities?
Boston and Utah right now. Salt Lake City.
Utah.
Boston, New York, and Salt Lake City. Minneapolis is on, like, their next wave. So, that would be cool. I would totally get in on that. As long as the Supreme Court doesn't shut them down.
So let's start up our own.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, but on the other hand, there was a company that tried to do that recently with DVDs. Like, they rented out, they said, no, this person is renting this DVD player, like, in their warehouse. And they were supposedly putting in DVDs, but I think they got found out to be falsifying things. So I think that's why they ended up getting shut down or not working out, but similar idea.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? You're like, oh, what movie would we like to watch? And it's like, if you just think about some guy, he's like running around like this store trying to find this one DVD.
It's like a jukebox, but there's a guy inside it.
And you're like, now loading your movie, and the guy's like actually running. He's like,
they show, instead of the loading screen, it's a video of the guy running.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, loading times are real slow tonight.
He ran into one other guy that was running around.
They ran into each other. What if two people want to watch the same movie? They probably more than one copies, right? Like a video store. Video stores, good one. So, and then on, and also in the TV news, Roku came out with their Roku Stick for $50. Kind of like a Chromecast. I think originally it was going to be more expensive, but I think they dropped it to compete with the Chromecast. Well, they've been talking, this has been coming for a long time. We talked about it a lot before, but.
How?
Interesting stuff.
How does Roku make money?
Selling hardware?
How do they make money beside that, though?
What else do they do?
Right. It's not. Like, their device has to be more than. I mean, maybe it's not, but I feel like, why wouldn't they partner up at that point with, like, Chromecast developers?
What do you mean?
And have somebody make a Roku app just for the Chromecast. If they're not gonna, like, they can't be making that much money, maybe put in a small ad or something.
On their devices?
Yeah.
They just sell the devices, though. They don't host any services, do they? Like, it's not like you're pulling in from Roku, you're pulling in from YouTube or Netflix.
Right, no, but they can't be making money then, or that much money. Like, if they're selling this for $50, like...
It costs like $3 to make, I bet.
You think? You think it costs $3 to make?
I don't know, it's just a little plastic, right? A couple circuit board and a piece of plastic. Right, like a thumb drive, essentially. Wi-Fi thumb drive.
Why not just partner with Chromecast?
Well, first of all, that doesn't make sense. They're almost like your competitors. I mean, partnering with someone like...
Not really, though. But if they could make...
If they could partner with, like, Samsung... So you think they should partner with Google?
Yeah. And have... That's what I meant. Like, have an app made for the Chromecast. Because Chromecast apps, like, I'm sure they figure out how to make ad money off of that stuff. Figure that's going to be worth more than...
Well, Chromecast is the same concept. That they're only making money off the device itself.
No, because it pulls off of YouTube, so they're...
Well, if you watch YouTube with it, right.
Double dipping.
For them.
Yeah, but you can't watch YouTube on the Roku.
You can't?
Mm-mm.
You can watch YouTube on the Apple TV.
I know, but you can't with the Roku.
Why?
It sucks.
Because I thought I had a YouTube channel for a while. Did it get taken down or something? Mm-hmm. There was a hack, right?
There was a hack. Because I used it, but it was just a pain. It was a pain in the ass.
That's weird. I wonder why they don't have a...
I don't know, Mike. I don't know. Speaking of other TV news, did you see that...
Other TV news?
Yeah, it's not on there.
Oh.
I'm adding it now.
Whoa. What is it?
Did you hear that Senator Franken...
He's running for re-election?
...came out and said that he wants everyone to go against the Time Warner Comcast... merger.
Well, he can have my vote then, since he's up for election this year.
It's true. He believes that Comcast will not follow suit with their...
new net neutrality laws?
Yeah.
Shocker.
They said that there were things that happened when Comcast had acquired NBC.
Mm-hmm.
That they were supposed to... There were rates that they were supposed to lower... by a certain time period, and they didn't...
Like how the guy that was in charge of the FCC went to work for them after their merger went through?
Yeah. Seems legit, right?
No red flags at all.
So if you have anything, you should write to your local senators and tell them to...
Or just call the FCC.
Actually, really call the FCC, because your senators don't have anything to
do. Tom Wheeler.
The number is 1-800...
TomWheeler.com. You can look up the real number.
It's on the verge.
So, do you want to talk about Bitcoin at all? This week? About the guy that founded it being found, apparently?
Except it's not him.
No?
No. Well, he claims there's new stuff that came out tonight that... I don't know what the guy's name is. Some Asian name. Found in Los Angeles, apparently. I just don't
want to
talk about it.
No? Are you mad at it?
I just don't.
What was that big Bloomberg news?
It was not any news.
Was it a lie?
No, it just wasn't. Coindesk, I believe it was. It's like one of the first Bitcoin wallets online. The guy wanted to do a press release on Bloomberg this week for big... Don't even look at that screensaver. I might have turned him off. Yeah, I turned it off. Because we were complaining about it. Anyways, he went on to Bloomberg because he'd been posting all week on Twitter saying he had big Bitcoin news that was going to change the Bitcoin world. It was crazy because a 24-hour period before the announcement, Bitcoin went just berserk. It rose almost $150 in a 24-hour period. And the news ended up being a new business acquisition for... Like, they kind of want to do more centralizing Bitcoin trading. So you could trade on, like, Huobi or BTCe or Bitstamp all from their site instead of having to have like 6 tabs open. You could do charting.
Do you trade on other ones?
No, I wanted to trade on Gox, but they required passport information to register if you weren't from China.
So a side note, and by side note, I mean like I'm going to verge a little bit. Is it crazy to think, like, what happened to all that data, too, when Gox just disappears?
Did you see that hackers got it?
All the data?
Yeah, Russian hackers hacked in and stole, because Gox still had all of their servers online. They just weren't accessible to, like, normal people. Russian hackers actually broke in and stole literally their entire database contents.
Why not?
And
Bitcoins weren't gone before, they are now.
Because they wanted to prove that they still had all of the Bitcoins.
And did they?
It's undecided. It's undecided. The guy claims that he doesn't have them, but everyone else claims from Bitcoin ledgers that they still have them in their possession. But yeah, they said, the hacker said that they have, like, the entire database, like, with people's, I mean,
passport info,
super confidential information, and they said that they won't release any of that. But it's like, that...
You gonna trust a hacker?
Exactly. That's crazy. But, I mean, there's... I want to believe, I like to believe that there's people out there who are fighting for the good also.
Robin Hoods.
It's true.
That's 1-800-225-5322.
Thanks, Mike.
Tom FCC. Wheeler. Tom.Wheeler@FCC.gov. Just email him. Again and again. And again and again.
Yeah. My Bitcoin speculation is, I think Litecoin is going to have a good year. There are multiple...
You think I should get out of Bitcoin and get into Litecoin?
I'm almost all in Litecoin now.
That didn't answer my question. You answered it with a statement that
like,
was...
I don't like giving you
That
advice.
Was implication.
I don't like giving you
This
advice.
Is our economic weekly corner. Our okay. economic corner, Bitcoin weekly.
I would say... Yes, I don't think it's a bad...
I'll put a disclaimer at the bottom. We are not financial experts, and we're not giving advice that should be followed. Always consult with your broker first.
It's, I mean, really, I don't think you can go wrong with Bitcoin or Litecoin, but I think Litecoin...
Unless you're trading it somewhere that gets shut down.
Right. But I do think that Litecoin, because there are more and more places that are accepting it, I think
it's going to go to the moon?
I think it's going to have a breakout year. My guess is I wouldn't be surprised if we saw 100,
I have like $2 in Litecoin right now, so look out.
Oh, nice. That's a tenth, almost, or an eighth.
Yeah, it was a lot more when I bought it. It might be more now. I haven't checked it in a while. Because I bought it when everything was way down. Well, I switched some around, yeah.
Gotcha.
When we were all down in the dumps.
Yeah.
And it was like $14.
It's easier just to keep buying so you don't have to worry about being down.
Oh, is that how that works? Again, this is not proper financial advice.
You just even out when you bought high by buying low. You just never sell, Mike.
Okay. I don't buy and sell a lot. I did do pretty good the other day. I sold at 675, and then I waited until it dropped back down. Like, when I hit the peak, that's when I sold it.
Nice.
And then I bought back in again when it went down to, like, 650. And that's kind of where it's been hanging out.
Yeah, 640. It's been pretty level, pretty flat. That is my
Bitcoin news. 643 right now. So anyway... You see the hoverboard?
Did I see the hoax that everybody believed?
It was so... The video just looked so bad.
It didn't look good at all. And there's like, coworkers who are, like, tech people.
Like, I thought it was funny because I was like, this is clearly fake. It's someone's doing this as a joke. I can't believe they got some of these people to go along with it. And I was just sitting back and whatever, right?
It hurt my head.
Like, just the way they moved was just not right. And it's because they had cables on their shoulders holding them. And because the board moved with their legs.
Right.
That Tony Hawk. He got us good. So, if you haven't followed it at all. So, these people came out, Hover Tech or something. They said they were. And they made the hoverboards from Back to the Future, too. But they're not real. Obviously.
They are not real.
And it turned out to be a funnier die that did it.
Is that who it was from?
Yeah, but for what purpose?
Viral.
Well, it's not. Yeah, but it's weird because it's not like it's like. In the end, they did have something real to sell. Like.
No, but they don't need anything real. Funny or Die doesn't need anything real. Look at their entire website.
I know. It's just weird.
No, that's good viral marketing. I mean, I saw it probably 30 times on my Facebook wall. People are like, oh my god, can't wait till they release these to the public. I'm like, rolling my effing eyes here, people.
It's a cool idea. I wish it was real, but alas, poor York. It's not true. And then the other cool thing I saw this week, I saw today, this morning, it's called Wello. And it's an iPad or iPhone case, right? And it's got two little sensors that, like, let's say you're holding it like this, which is in no, that's landscape, right?
Landscape.
And you're taking a looking at your phone.
Selfie.
You're like you're taking a selfie, but there's two sensors on the top where your pointer fingers would be, and then there's two sensors on the back. And what it does is it reads all your vital stats. It tells you your pulse. Your oxygen levels, all this crazy stuff, your temperature, and then you can keep track of it, and you keep track for your health records, and they have a little breathing in piece that adds on to the side. Supposedly they're going to sell them for $199. One charge supposedly lasts 2 months, like for the case. The app apparently will keep track, you can keep different profiles on it so that you can all use the same case like your family.
So it's like a breathalyzer?
They do have, like, no, they have a thing, a piece that you can buy an add-on that you blow into to check your lung capacity.
But what if I want to know if I should be able to drive home?
I'm sure they probably already have that application. Just Google it.
Okay.
And then just trust whatever it tells you.
Makes sense.
But I don't know, the Wello seemed pretty cool idea. Supposedly it's coming out later this year. It's definitely interesting, and they're working with the Fitbit API, so if you have Fitbit, you can combine all that data with, as long as you're not getting rashes from the Fitbit anyway, you can combine Fitbit. All that data with your Wello data. It just seems crazy. It's crazy the amount of information they collect just from your fingers touching it. You know? Like, how do they know all that stuff? But, yeah. You have anything else you want to throw in there? Any other news from the week? It's been a pretty slow week. Really?
No.
Other than the Bitcoin guy being found, apparently that's a big deal.
Except they don't think it's him.
Who's got $1 billion worth of Bitcoin?
The last thing that I saw before our podcast was that guy claims that he just heard about Bitcoin for the first time 3 weeks ago.
That guy?
Yeah, I don't know what his name is.
Shigeru Miyamoto.
No. I think his name is Shiari.
It's some. Those are the first letters. It's a. How can I say this without being racist? It's it's a Japanese sounding name, right? Like you would think he worked at Nintendo, but it starts the first letter is an S, and then the first letter of his last name is an M.
Sam Malone.
Sam Mayday Malone, relief pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, in the early '80s.
And an amazing bartender at Cheers.
Bar owner, yes. Bartender, ladies man. Ladies. A great head of hair.
Follow us on our many social media.
Our Tumblr, sammalone.tumblr.com. I made that up. I wonder if that is a Tumblr.
Social media outlets for your inlet.
You haven't put in a lot of stuff on Tumblr.
Yeah, I've been seeing it pop up.
You're like, what the H, Mike?
No, it's funny. I don't mind it. Follow us on Tumblr, bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
But it always posts to both Facebook and Twitter, so if you're following either one of those, you'll get led back.
Yeah, I forgot to message you. Mike, this is clearly not real about the hoverboard.
I was trying to, anyway.
I got you. You were trying to follow us on Twitter. @ Bleed Geek. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/bleedgeek.
Maybe send me some cough medicine in the mail at, I'm not giving out the address.
Apartment
325.
Not 123.
Oh.
If you're watching
Thank
our
you
video,
for listening.
If you're watching our video. Just kidding, there's no video.
Thank
follow
you.
Us individually.
I am at Mike037.
And I am at the Crandall. Those are Twitter and Instagram handles.
And there's two L's at the end of Crandall.
Thank you. Give us a call, 406-794-3357.
I feel like you did that already.
No, I didn't say the phone
okay.
number.
If you say so.
With that, thank you for listening.
I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
To the moon.